I'd love to know your memories of growing up with the annual Chinese New Year celebration.
Well, when I was little in Taiwan, it happened pretty much, you know, in our backyard. So every year, lots of parades.
And the dragon going through the street.
Yeah, you know, lion dance everywhere. And we set off so many fireworks. It was amazing.
Keeping an eye on your Facebook page, I know that you and your family, it seems to be all about food every year. Tell us a little bit about the New Year's cuisine.
Well, you've got to have noodles. Mm-hmm. They're called longevity noodles, and you don't want to cut them. You want to cook them whole so that each long strand symbolizes the long life that you'll have for your future.
So the longer the noodle, the better.
Yes. It's this idea of wholeness that's going to also give you the energy you need for the rest of the year.
For those of us still emerging from the snow and ice inflicted hibernation we've seen in Metro Atlanta over the past few days, what is still on tap to help us ring in the year of the horse?
Well, at the Atlanta Chinese Cultural Center, which is on New Peachtree Road, the annual Lunar Year Festival continues Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are lots of food stalls and booths and lots of performances, actually, traditional Chinese dancing. There's probably guzheng performance.
Guzheng?
Guzheng, yep. That's the Chinese lute, but you play it flat on a table surface.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and there are fantastic folk music and dance groups that are in Atlanta, so they're all lined up to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And every day at noon is the lion dance.
Oh, I have seen that. Mm. Numbers of dancers with the huge heads.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep. These amazing acrobats really take the head, and somebody is the tail, and sometimes the body is very long. So it's all about chasing away the bad juju of the previous year.
Ah. As far as music goes, what else is going on around Metro Atlanta?
Because the Chinese New Year Festival is really over 14 days, from the new moon until the next full moon. Actually, on Sunday, February 9th at 8 p.m. at Georgia State University's Copliff Hall, there is a wonderful Chinese-themed New Year concert. And it's actually being presented by Bent Frequency, along with the Confucius Institute of Georgia State and the Fulton County Arts Council and Sensia. And it features three contemporary Chinese composers: Tan Dun, who wrote the music for Crouching Tiger and Dragon, Huang Rou, he is based in New York, and also Bright Sheng. And I'm actually singing on the Bright Sheng piece.
Oh.
It's three Chinese love songs.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So fantastic performers and really intriguing. I think you'll hear how these Chinese composers have used their Eastern roots in that music and really infuse it with Western tonalities. So it's definitely a mix of old and new and East and West.
You mentioned the Chinese New Year beginning with the new moon. Exactly how is that calculated?
I have no clue. It's like, you know, it's more complicated than any sense of leap year.
Uh-huh.
It's been handed down on high, and, you know, Chinese banks and restaurants, they always have these calendars.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, I too, you know, look at the calendar and see when the new year starts, and it calculates the moon, lunar movements, and it's actually taking a look at the lunar and solar movements.
Oh, wow. So it's complicated stuff. And this is, as I mentioned a moment ago, the year of the horse.
Yes. The horse is really known for energy, vivaciousness, leadership as well.
So an exciting year to come.
Absolutely. Lots of good things in store. This is a high energy year, being the year of the horse.
And Wanda, for those whose appetites are whetted, you have a special that's going to be airing on WABE.
Absolutely. Sunday night, this coming Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's going to be filled with Chinese music and even some that are influenced by the West as well. And I talk about the customs, the superstitions, and the foods that you should eat.
You can't leave that
out. No way. And a few of my memories from childhood about Chinese New Year specifically. It really is my favorite holiday festival of the whole year. You know, New Year, full of promise and the unknown. It's very exciting.
Wanda Yang Temko, thank you so very much for coming in. And hopefully we'll see you, if not before, next Chinese New Year.
Thanks, John.